with a couple scarecrows sitting on it. Or with a couple crows, sorry.
No, scarecrows.
A couple of crows sitting on it.
They're scary crows.
Do we recognize one of those crows?
Next time you clean off like a table or something, keep the 1 liter Coke bottle.
Okay. It's right over there.
Okay. We carry on.
Alright, you guys head on off.
Well, we can investigate the other 7, or 6, because I'm pretty sure 1 to 7 is for other crow campers, right?
Probably.
Alright, well.
Or we could.
Or we could go talk to the kids. And last time we had something like this, it was because a bunch of kids got a book.
Book.
We have Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and Clive Owen. I don't know if that's really the name.
No, that doesn't sound anything like him.
Clive Owen, Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery.
Okay. I know it was like Matthew.
Vin Diesel.
It was like Mark and Luke and then
Owen and
I don't remember the other two.
Your parents didn't like you when they called you, when they named you Commander, did they?
I thought I was a natural leader.
Apparently BioWare is making a big deal of it. In Mass Effect 3, Shepard will finally be able to have a homosexual relationship.
He goes homo.
I don't care.
Can we just say bisexual? It's a lot easier that way.
You know what? If Tali's a romance option in 3, guess who I'm going to romance?
There's no guarantee she'll even make it into your team in this game.
That's fine. If she can be a romance on the ship, that's fine. I don't care.
Your ship will consist of 5 members. 2 have been confirmed so far. Liara and Kaiden or Ashley, whoever survived for Amaya.
Why? What? I don't want them back.
They're forcing their way back into your party anyway.
I hated Liara.
And you have 3 slots left over for presumably characters from the previous 2.
For Tali.
Tali and Garrus.
And then, Rex has been confirmed to not be making it back.
Oh,
then Morden or Grunt.
Morden.
Rex will play, everyone will play a role.
I understand that everyone will be there, but damn it, Tali's going to be there.
Actually, I'm guessing Morden will not, because he's Salarian and will die of old age.
Miranda,
dude, this takes place like directly following 2.
Oh, okay.
Thane is still alive.
Okay. Damn it.
Okay.
Miranda might be there.
And, I hate Miranda.
God, Miranda should die.
Jacob might be okay.
Yeah, Jacob.
I like Jacob, but I hate Miranda.
I think those would be 2.
Whenever she opens her mouth, they had to emphasize her teeth. Every shot you see of her talking, she's got those huge chompers. I'm just like.
I think you will have
temporary party members, though.
As long as I can romance Tali, I don't care. As long as I still have Garrus hanging out and Mr. Hollowbones, I'm okay.
Joker.
Legion will be there because you do go there together.
You go to the Corian homeworld, finally.
Anywho, on to Rippers.
Sorry.
Once again, on another side tangent.
It happens.
Hey, we're better than some gaming blogs.
Better than Nathan. Anywho.
You'll never ever agree with him. You bleep de bleep de bleep bleep bleep.
He must be listening to this, you know.
It's not you.
No, Nathan doesn't listen to my games. If he did, he would have already killed me.
We hate you, Nathan. I've never actually met you, I don't think.
No, he rightly deserves the crown, Queen of Bitching. Anywho.
I'm dead. I took like half my health.
I took half my health in 1 hit. I'm dead.
Stop your whining.
Previous night, Alec took 78 points of damage. He had 78 hit points.
I took all of my health.
You literally are not dead, but close.
Anywho.
It was my fault for charging a hill troll.
Hill giant as a boar. And it was like, you charged 2 of them, I think it was.
It was just 1.
It was just 1, and you were like, what, level 7?
Something.
Yeah, it if beat
that,
the snot out of you.
Looking back on it, it's funny.
When he charged a heel giant and a boar, I had a picture of Alec Valerian and a boar. A heel giant.
Once again, tangent.
My wolf and I charged a heel giant, and then the wolf dragged my body away.
Yes, I would suggest speaking with the children, and also Well, depending on how many farms are actually here and how many of them have scarecrows, we can look and see what a lot still have.
The thing is a lot of people have small crops and whatnot. As I said, this town's primary form of money is sheep. I said that early on.
Mm-hmm.
But almost everyone has some sort of patch or garden or growing something in it.
But he did list the name of seven other fronts.
Subsistence farming is basically what this town does.
Yeah.
But the scarecrows have gone missing on those. And they said eight were missing, so that means one more is still
including
technically
his.
There.
He lists several other farms, so his farm's not included in the list.
Yes.
So was that eight?
That's a total of eight.
Okay.
But we can't. That's a good idea, though, because if there's another one that's going to happen, then there will be one more that doesn't have it. If it's already disappeared or not, we don't know. But
there haven't been any martyrs in this town yet.
Why don't we just go talk to the kids? Find out what's up. For the grass.
What's up,
girls.
Kids? Yeah.
I
you Atlantean,
Ryan.
Man. Speak Atlantean.
Okay. Well, you'll find that they spend most of their time kind of in Times Square, Town Square, hanging out around the large central pillar that's in the middle of town, the monument in town.
What is that called? Obelisk.
Yeah. Sure. It looks like the Washington Monument. That's what I had in my head.
Oh, okay. God. The Necrons are here.
It's a monolith. It shoots out the giant.
Duck! Duck! Dodge!
Well, if the Necrons are here, we're already dead.
Duck! Duck! Goose! What? Not the time!
Space Marines.
Space Marines.
What?
This stupid YouTube boob thing.
Space Marines.
I don't know.
Alright.
Alright.
So that's where they're hanging out.
You go use your boobs on the kids.
That is unsavory, sir.
I'm like...
I don't actually say that.
You're thinking it, though!
I am indeed thinking about it.
I wouldn't put it past an American to say that.
Alright.
Just say it.
Ella, why don't you go talk with the kids? I'm sure you'll be able to connect with them best.
You have a woman's touch, therefore you work better with children.
She does. She also has an incredibly high charisma.
Just say it.
So I'm going to be manipulating young boys.
Well, that's pretty easy.
Well, that's what every cougar does.
What's a cougar?
Flashback! Flam! Hits your horse. except now it's an old lady who's taking your horse off into the distance. She'll claw your eyes out if you're not careful. You'll be out picking flowers and bam! Hit by a cougar.
One day I will catch the elusive cougar and I will murder her!
So you actually hunting down the old woman.
Hey, baby!
You stole my horse!
Probably not that old.
I don't know, it depends what the kid's into. We've all been on the internet.
Right, I will go over to the group of children. What are they doing? They're just hanging out or they're playing
They're
games?
Hanging out. They seem to be playing one of the... They seem to be playing a punching contest.
No.
So you can punch each other the hardest?
Punching,
people do on the board.
Scarecrows?
No, just punching each other.
No punch!
I was about to say, if they're playing some sort of, I don't know, ball game or something.
No, they're boys. They're punching each other.
They're boys country boys. They can't afford a baseball.
Well, not baseball, but
or
like
a cricket ball.
Space Marine.
So then, bam! Ow, that didn't hurt! they kind of stop and kind of, you know, a couple of them keep punching each other, but it seems like the oldest one, Adam, kind of looks at you and goes,
the frown! around like that.
Yeah. But you won't.
Oh, you're so cute. But, I was looking for you. Well, all of you in fact.
By the way, food's here.
Oh, sorry, Alec.
I was hoping to get your help. I need some strong young men to help me.
How much are you paying?
I do have plenty of pounds on me. All I'm asking for is information.
Thanks. Sure.
They weren't actually thinking of pounds. They were probably thinking of, like, she thinks.
I didn't say I give them pounds. I just said that's how much I had on me.
Remember, it's not a good idea to piss off the youth.
Yeah, I understand.
Already elderly.
They'll steal your horse.
They have the same amount of grease.
We had heard rumors that some scarecrows have gone missing.
Yep.
Would you happen to know anything of that? All right, then I guess I'll go pay someone else.
Well, my nose jumps in.
His frown gets bigger.
And what would that be? I'm like leaning forward down.
He's too young for your feminine wild.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just down at his level.
Well, I know that some of them go missing.
Oh? How many? Last I counted, I think 5?
Oh.
Can't count that high.
Too long ago. Don't remember.
But anyway, I am looking to find these scarecrows. I was hoping you can help me find them.
I could show you where I take them.
Ah, so you took them, huh?
Nuh-uh. He took them. Nuh-uh, I didn't take them, he took them. Nuh-uh, they took them. What?
It's okay.
The boys go back to punching each other.
It's okay, I'm not going to get you in trouble. Later.
That didn't hurt.
I'm not going to get you in trouble. You don't have to worry about it. Your parents need not know.
Okay.
So if you break an arm, you win.
That didn't hurt!
Would you mind taking me and my friends to them? Where they are kept.
How much?
Well, it depends. If they're the two that took them, I suppose I'd each pay them.
Why do you come to me? Your owner over there, who's most likely going to give you food, has food. Why are you going over to meet him with my egg roll?
Because you're the messiest eater.
Is this, how cool. Much is the shilling again? 0.5?
0.05.
Go about
it.
What was about that?
Yes. A pound.
Oh.
Go about
it. There's shillings and pounds.
Okay. There's pennies and half pennies.
But that's not kept track of.
Yes.
Okay. Because then you have to start keeping track of really minute amounts.
Yeah.
A really convoluted
trading system.
I'll give a couple shillings.
Alright. Yes, that thing. The whole group of 5.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go ahead and lead you guys to basically a small well on a hill outside of town.
A well?
A well. That's where they take them. They lean it up against the well. And someone else picks it up.
Who picks them up?
Do you know when they're picked up?
Nope.
Who asked you to do this?
We stole a scarecrow. Left it here because old Farmer Johnson, we thought it was funny. And the next day we came back and there was 5 shillings.
Dang.
Okay. So we did it again. There were another 5 shillings.
Well, look at that.
Shilling pearl?
We think it's a magic well.
I think it's the shilling fairy.
No, this would be the scarecrow fairy.
No, it's the shilling fairy. You can leave anything.
Tooth, hair, old shoes, whatever. I'll take it. Here's some shillings.
Medieval pound shops. I'm the shilling fairy.
I'm shilling fairy. What are you forking over?
Well, thank you very much. I will each give you a shilling.
All right, thank
you. Now, if I may ask, a favor.
How much?
I will give you more if you come inform us after you take another scarecrow.
Okay.
That way, it's a good business for you, because you get my money, as well as the money from the magic realm.
Okay.
We are staying at the inn, as you may know.
Where someone tried to kill you.
That's right.
Well, just anyone, I suppose.
Even little kids know about murder.
It's the country.
Yes, but wait. The next time you pull out this game of yours, let us know, please.
Okay.
Okay. And I will give them some money.
I cast Summon Shilling Fairy.
I detect on it.
It is, in fact, not a magic well.
Just in case?
I suppose.
Look down the well.
It's worth looking.
It might be an artifact
well. Goes into some water. You can see the tip of a bucket attached to a rope.
The water magical.
The water is kind of dark from this angle.
I pick Ivan up and drop him in the well.
You find out that apparently you took a couple of your fingers with her.
Where'd you get a Native American guy to drop in the well?
Ivan travels back in time and picks up by his... With one hand? Some guy one hand lifted you and tossed you. Do you resist?
Yes. Yes, I do.
That would be crazy.
Could you imagine, like, a magic portal opening next to you and a hand come out, pull you out, and throw you in a well? About 100 years ago, well?
Somehow I feel out of place.
Yeah, if you actually manage to get out of the well, you find yourself in...
Merry old England.
Yeah, in 18... whatever.
Dressed 1892.
Dressed as you are.
Annoying the world one person at a time.
Boy, that would be poor choice of
dress.
Yes.
Well, since apparently magic exists, I'm going to go see if I can't find a way to travel forward in time.
That's the way it's supposed to go.
Instead, you find a police box with the doctor. Anyway.
I beg him to take me 100 years in the future.
Please.
Okay.
I don't even need to be your companion or anything. Just get me back to my time.
I'm not a taxi servant.
Please?
Alright, so that's taken up some of your time today. Figuring probably around noon at this point, having walked out to the country farm, talked with the guy, inspected all of his sheep, despite however much you probably weren't interested in his sheep, went back to town, then got taken back outside of town, and shown this magic well.
I say, isn't it about lunchtime?
Yes. I am getting hungry.
I am famished.
Well, all you do think about is food?
Yes, I am fascist.
Okay. Let's make sure that's what I'm doing. Alright, let us go get some lunch.
Guys, head back into town. Visit one of the nice little restaurants. Eat your content. Give me 2 shillings.
I don't have any shillings to give you, Andre. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but...
I only have a pen, and I'm not quite sure that's what you want. I brought all my pencils over here, and since then they've been scattered.
Here's one.
And a shilling is 0.25?
0.05. So for two of them, it's 0.1.
10 to the pound. In for a penny, in for a pound.
Well, you guys have now finished lunch. You guys are now sitting, hanging out in the middle of town.
I just people watching them.
Okay. So we at least know that someone else is grabbing the scarecrows and using them for something.
Well,
yes.
You guys go back up to the well, see if we can find any tracks.
I suppose we could.
I'm not certain.
I don't know how old they'd be, though.
I don't know either. It's an idea.
We should have asked those kids to do it today.
Impatient much.
Well,
but you were the one that wanted to come back for lunch.
Probably wouldn't do anything because there's no murder.
I haven't thought of it. Mm-hmm. Until after.
We know.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know how these things are.
It might be the scarecrows that start murder. Yes.
Alright, well. I murdered the entire town.
We already burned it.
No, we burned the farm. It's not the entire town. So, do we just want to wait for news from the kids, or do you want to investigate more?
I like to see one of the other farms that haven't missed in the scarecrow. You know, the, not the other one that came and attacked us, but one of the six that...
Yeah, we get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I think we should find one that is not one of those six and see if any of them are missing the scarecrow.
So you guys are going to start heading out to farms.
Yes.
All right. Which farm are you heading out to first? Non, possibly corpse, or corpse, possibly.
Corpse possible.
Corpse possible. All right. You guys...
I suppose we'll probably have the same boy as earlier.
Okay. He has sheep, but instead of... instead of collies, he's... he has a single mastiff. As you guys get closer, he, this guy walks up rather than with a waving hand, has more of a scowl.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you. What do you want?
We're with the Black Mesa Trading Company.
Oh yeah, the them folk who were someone tried to kill.
Well. Yes, our hotel was attacked last night, yes.
Think you would have gotten the message.
Message? Is there something wrong with the hotel?
Getting that, sir.
We don't like outsiders staying here.
We didn't assume it was one of you guys, you council member attacking us. Are you implying something, sir?
Should get out of town while you can.
Sir, I hope you know murder is, and assault, for that matter, arrestable offenses.
He just sits there. I love when he just sits there and stares at you.
Well, I can see this isn't going to be a particularly productive session, so...
Yes, well... We're sorry for...
Disturbing.
Bothering you.
He leaves.
Well, should we try to sneak up and take a look at the scarecrow, or do we just want to go to another farm?
I think he has a shotgun ready to shoot us if we're close.
I've got a shotgun in my backpack.
Awesome. You're not supposed to have that. If you bring that out, that could be a big offense.
Mm-hmm. He's got a shotgun.
It's his property.
He also has the big dog.
Well,
those dogs are strong.
Well, just a moment. I pull one of my ever-present American flags out, put it on a stick. I claim this land in the name of America.
Ooh.
It's now on my land, as per American law.
I burn it.
That is constitutionally protected right to speech. Oh, wait, no, that judgment hasn't been passed yet. Whack!
It's unconstitutional to burn the flag.
As of currently. Alright, well, so, sneak up or go to another farm?
Go to another farm.
Yeah, I'd go to another farm. Don't want to get any more suspicious.
I would say it's up to you. You. Not you. You.
You could just start calling her Lee. That's the other part of her name.
Miss Lee.
People have fun with Lee.
In fact, Lee is actually her first name.
Yep.
Well, it depends on how you
call her by
his,
her family name.
Character sheet.
That's how he wrote it and told me.
Technically, yeah, the last name comes first.
Last name comes first.
So family name is first.
It's her family name, not her first name.
Her family name comes first.
I'm well aware of this fact.
You were supposed to be my first name.
Oh, you were supposed to be your first name? So it's actually Li Yu.
Yeah. Li Yu, yep. That's what I thought.
Okay.
She American. She Romanized it, basically.
Roman. You have Roman charges on your cell phone.
Romanized is actually an appropriate term.
I know, but that doesn't mean I can't make fun of it.
Well, you could call it anglicized as well. Just say.
Your mom. All right, I guess we go to another farm then.
All right, you guys head to another corpse possible or not corpse possible?
Possible.
Corpse possible.
All right. Jeez, this guy's personal. He's out there. He's not... you don't actually see him at first. The only thing you see is him... all you see is his feet reclining amongst the sheep herd. But as you guys get closer and the dogs start barking at you, he kind of shoots up. Obviously, having been taking a nap in the middle of the field.
Sorry, are we interrupting?
Not, well, kind of, nothing important.
We're from the Black Mason Society.
Oh, yeah, folk who just came into town. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We are just looking around the city and checking out the quality of the wool.
Sure. Come this way. You're my sheep.
Are they happy sheep? I'm going to laugh if you guys are the best sheep in town.
It doesn't look like they're particularly tended to.
Alright. Well, just got to drum up small talk, I guess.
Okay, give me a blop. Give me your persuade to basically provide the distraction.
Not to me, but this guy looks to be half asleep.
Six.
He gets a 3. So, yep, one of you is able to slip off without notice.
Ivan, do you want it to be you again, or would you rather have it be one of the rest of us?
It's one of you guys, because I have a horrible investigate.
There's nobody here!
Why is it bleeding? I don't know.
Ivan, I'll point this out. Right now, you have the best investigate. I don't have the skill. He's at a -1. You're flat d4 plus your wild die.
That's true. I am at a -1. So technically, you are at best.
Okay, so he only needs to beat a 15. You got a -1.
He's half asleep.
Okay. You get on closer towards it, and you can see the flies from here.
Don't mean much. Kind of. I continue to investigate.
Yeah, you get closer. You notice that the crows actually don't stay away. In fact, they're kind of pecking at the scarecrow. You can kind of hear some meaty, kind of ribby noises.
Must have proof of my nose.
Alright. You get closer and closer, and then you're kind of standing at the foot of it, so to speak. The stench here is awful. The crows are sitting there eating underneath the jacket, and the flies are all over the place. You don't see any exposed skin because, you know, it's kind of got the coat and the boots and and of course the bag over the head.
I see the crows pull out meaty bits?
You see them pulling out meaty bits. If you take off the bag, I will call for a guts check, because it's the entirety of the situation that's just... Because this isn't trying to kill you, this isn't the trauma factor, this is just the...
This is the body hung up.
This is a mutilated corpse, messed up.
I head back.
As he's getting back, you guys, before you arrive, you can smell you arriving.
What's it smell?
Huh? Oh, it's the dog.
Dog?
He's got a